Breakfast with Crossy. The new Graces is Robin. She's got a, or they've got a brand new song called Farmer's Daughter. And let's say good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good morning, Crossy. Really well, thanks.
Ah, good. Good to hear. How's the first part of your 2021 been? I imagine better than the, you know, 2020.
It is. It's been really fun. I'm thinking back to this time last year, we had bushfires and then COVID right when we were releasing the album. So it's been fun this year to be able to get out and do some festivals and some gigs and, good times.
Yeah. And obviously, it was a pretty good year all round, really, despite the setbacks, because you put out an album that got, what was it, 4 nominations for Golden Guitars?
So amazing. Like, can't believe it. Still pinching myself.
Obviously, the sound that you guys make isn't exactly, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but it's not like mainstream kind of country music or anything like that. It's very much a niche genre within country music, if that makes sense. So to get that attention and that recognition, you must be exceptionally proud and surprised.
Oh, look, yeah, totally. And I grew up in, the 3 of us have all got lots of different musical influences, but me in particular, I grew up in a family band and we did a lot of Tamworths, and so, and I've been to the, you know, as a young person, I was there at the Golden Guitar Awards many times, and it was just such a buzz to go on the other side of it and do the red carpet and the hair and makeup, and it was just a blast.
New single, it's the 5th single from the album. Are you starting to think about the next project, or are you just, we'll just keep on releasing songs until people don't want to hear it?
Well, just quietly, Luke, we are going into the studio again in a couple of weeks to put a couple more tracks down, so that's really exciting.
Is there much difference from the, you know, from releasing seasons, the first one there to the next one? Is it going to be, is it kind of a continuation on, or have you learnt some stuff in that process?
Look, I think what we're aiming for is to start, like with seasons, all 3 of us wrote our own songs and brought them to the table. But hopefully we're going to get some more co-write stuff happening so that, you know, all the 3 voices and the 3 storytelling styles and songwriting styles are kind of more intertwined in the next project. So that's the goal, which is pretty cool.
Is that hard to do, to suddenly, you know, to be co-writing, going from maybe writing solo to with others?
Melanie's done a lot of it. She's done lots of songwriting with Catherine Britt and Amber Lawrence and a whole bunch of crew. For me, I'm like, I get really scared of it. It's, you know, putting your ideas forward before they're fully formed, it takes a level of vulnerability and, I think it'll be really good for me. Yeah, so it is exciting. And also being able to draw on, like, Kate's got such great strengths with melodic ideas and interesting chord progressions and stuff, and Melanie's imagery. And so I feel like, it's exciting to see the potential there for all those skills coming together.
Let's talk about the new song, though. It's called Farmer's Daughter. Tell us about that.
It's a bit of a autobiographical song for me, that one. Growing up on a farm in South Australia, I'm 4th generation on that property, and it's been in the Martin family for over 100 years now, and it talks about all the adventures we've had out there. My brother and sisters and I one night did do night shift on the tractor just for the hell of it, just for the fun really, and set up our swags and got this massive cast iron camp oven and filled it with oil and some frozen Chico rolls, and that really happened. I think I don't remember if they tasted good. It might have just been we were determined that they would taste good, so we just forged ahead and pretended anyway.
Sounds like literally everything I cook. This is great. These are tears of happiness.
Exactly. Yeah, and then my family have sold a lot of the farm a few years ago, and kind of processing that and being really aware of my connection to that place and you know, the pile of stones where my great-grandfather and grandmother built a house, and there's a lot of history there, and it also got me thinking about how does that connection to place feel when it dates back tens of thousands of years. And so all of that was kind of swimming around in my head, and the song popped out.
It's funny, when I listened to this song, I was reminded of the fact that it wasn't until 1994 that women were allowed to say that they were farmers. Before that, they weren't allowed to say in the census and things like that that their occupation was a farmer. But it's amazing because so many farms are family operations and everybody needs to do their bit.
Yeah, that's right. And actually those opening lines of the song, my mother is a farmer, my dad's a father, I really wanted to point that out, that it is a family operation, and my mum has a lot of physical strength and practical savvy, and she knows a lot about that property and the weeds and the wildlife and how it all works. And also, like, I wanted to point out how much I value my dad's nurturing side and the fun and that he would have with us and looking after he had of us. And also, like, look at how we value those two different roles. You know, as a parent myself, you can get to the end of the day and go, what have I done all day? Like, what have I achieved? But actually, like, that, those cuddles and putting on a Band-Aid on a sore knee, you know, that stuff is, like, really, really valuable work. And so, yeah, wanted to really point that out.
My way of saying that I've accomplished goals with my kids is that you guys are alive at the end of the day. I succeeded.
Woohoo, we're winning.
nobody's got any broken bones yet.
And it's a skilled job, you know. It does take a lot of skill, and it's really quite heavy emotional work. You know, and
speaking of those naps.
those naps. I need a nap.
Well, Robin, we're going to play the song now. It's called Farmer's Daughter. It is the fifth single from the Seasons album. Is this going to be the last single, do you think?
Yes, because we are going to the studio, so we're excited to get some new material out soon. So,
awesome.
Yep.
Thanks, Robin. Appreciate the chat.
Thanks, Crossy.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kix.